Yeah, Brian Adam Joyner, right? That's right. I got that all right, didn't I?
That is correct. It's a mouthful, but yes.
Brian Adam Joyner in the studio with me, and it was very last minute. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had the opportunity. I listened through the single. It's quite the tale.
Yes.
Cried when he died, right?
Yes. That's correct.
Now you have to get a little bit closer to that microphone.
Yes, cried when he died.
You can't pretend like you're shy. You sing and you write?
Yes, I do.
All right, so you sing, you write, you go out, you're on stages and things, you're on the radio doing interviews.
Yes.
You can't pretend you're shy.
I am, though. I really am. It's the weirdest thing. But I am.
Okay, now let me see.
This was hard for me to, not this time, but when I first started this, it was hard for me to get.
Oh, let's see if we can bond over this then. This might help ease some of the tension. For me, it is incredibly difficult to have a one-on-one conversation with somebody, but you put me in front of a crowd, I'm right at home.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like, you put yourself up on a stage, it's like, yeah, it's a room full of people, but I don't have to get personal with anybody. I can just go up here, do my thing, and be done with it, and have a good time.
Yeah, there's some of that. There was some of just, you know, I'm 45 years old. I started writing. I've been playing guitar, you know, since I was 14, but I didn't start performing, really, till I was 35, and a lot of that was stage fright. And one day, I just decided, you know what? I'm done being scared. I'm just going to go do it.
Right.
So I started a band with my brother. We started writing. We did a record 6 years ago, and this is my second one since then.
Right on.
So I'm getting better and better at it more.
Right.
More at ease.
Right.
More at ease, but still some of these interviews. I'm still a little nervous. You know, I got shake voice and my hands trembling a little bit.
I ask everybody this one whenever we get to talk about radio interviews. Have you seen The Catman of Kansas yet?
No.
This is a legendary, mythological interview. that takes place in Kansas, way out in the middle of nowhere, in a double wide trailer, and like a rundown. There are like a bunch of dilapidated trailers surrounding this trailer.
Okay.
And supposedly inside this trailer is a guy who has not moved on from cross Canadian ragweed.
Okay.
Posters of ragweed all over the wall, right? And this guy's sitting there broadcasting away, and his double wide radio station studio is overrun with feral cats. They're everywhere. He's like the crazy cat lady, but he has a radio station.
You haven't made it
to the crazy cat man of Kansas yet.
No, but I'm going to now. I got to talk to Dylan. We got to get this set up.
You got to get the cat man of Kansas. I don't know who it is. I don't know what station. I don't know what frequency. But supposedly there is a cat man of Kansas you got
to
go see.
I have to do this, especially if the ragweed stuff's all over the place. That's awesome.
This guy just hangs out in this double wide. It's full of ragweed memorabilia.
It's so awesome.
Hanging out with like his army of feral cats.
That's awesome.
So you haven't had anything like that
yet? I haven't been up there yet, but I'm going to have to go back and talk to Dylan. See if I can get this worked out.
All right, tell me a little bit about the single. Cried When He Died. Did you pin this one?
Yeah, it's mine. so everything on my everything on Just Me, which is my current album, I wrote. There's one co-write, but I wrote all the lyrics.
Right.
So a lot of this stuff is autobiographical. Two areas of focus: divorce, breakup, heartbreak, and my crazy parents. And this one's about my dad, who is a Vietnam vet, went to Vietnam, didn't come back the same. He was a good dad, but you know, he had his problems, and
right,
you know, had some problems with my mom and stuff, and drinking, and
right,
so that's it.
Gotcha. So that's where
this is going.
Wow. All right. Okay. An intro like that. Everybody take a deep breath.
All right, relax. That's okay.
Everybody take
a deep
breath.
It's kind of a rocking song, so
everybody relax. It's okay. That's a heavy intro, man. I mean,
it's the truth. Just tell the truth.
You got me thinking real deep now, man. Yeah. Headed into this thing.
Yeah, listen for the Vietnam reference and the, you know, sky's ripe for a funeral. I was driving out to my cousin's funeral when I wrote it, and that's where that line came from.
Wow.
It actually implies it was my dad's funeral, but it was really my cousin's, and it was gray and overcast, and all the trees were bare, and it was perfect. I pulled off the side of the road, wrote a bunch of it right there. You know, so.
Maybe songwriters look at the world in a weird way. Like, you just describe, like, the most depressing, dismal thing on the face of the planet. Like, the one experience I would never wish on myself. And you're like, and it was perfect.
Yes.
And I pulled over and I wrote a whole
exactly.
bunch of stuff.
Exactly.
That's probably going to make everybody cry.
That is so us. Yes, it is.
All right, man. Okay, here we go. Deep breath. It's going to be all right. We're going to get through it. Cried When He Died, Brian Adam Joyner, on the back roads of 96.5 KECO.
The sky's red for a funeral. Trees are bare, everything is gray. Down 24 hours. I've been dreading this day. He was a sweet kid, Meemaw said. Everybody's friend. He left Vietnam with a bullet in his belly and demons in his head. He was a bastard to my mama. I wanted to kill him while he was alive. But he was always a good dad.
Brian Adam Joyner cried when he died on the back roads on 96.5 KECO. We'll catch up more with Brian and taking an in-studio performance right after this.
United Country Store.
About 20 away from the 5 o'clock hour on 96.5 KECO on the back roads. We've got Brian Adam Joyner in the studio with us. It wasn't too sad a tune, I suppose. Cried When He Died, name of the single. And this is you just broke into the top 100, right?
I did. Top 100.
First
top 100 single.
How does that make you feel?
It feels really good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To break into the top 100?
Yeah. This is my second single, and I was hoping the first one would go there, but didn't quite make it. But
well, I got to realizing a little late in the game that to break into the top 100 is actually a pretty cool feat.
Yeah.
Because there is tons and tons of music out there.
Yeah. You guys must get stacks and stacks of stuff all the time.
Oh, man. I'll show you my office at some point. I'll show you what I call home here in just a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to call in the Sherpas so they can guide me up the mountain of CDs that's right before you get to my desk, and then they lead me to the summit, and then I sit on top of this mountain of CDs and singles. And
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
I have a bunch of songwriting buddies, and you know, not all of them have recorded stuff, but a bunch of them do, and then another percentage of that release stuff. But that's, you know, just in my scene. I can't imagine just, you know,
dude,
statewide, region wide.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Texas is a big place.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Texas.
Yeah.
A lot of people releasing music in Texas. And then you throw like Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, Arkansas into it. Yeah, it gets crazy.
Prolific music region.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. All right, so here we go. We're taking an in-studio performance of Brian. Brian, what tune are you going to play for us, man?
I'm going to do another one off of Just Me called Beer Tastes Better With You. It's a little bit still. It's the breakup themed one. It's a little bit. It's a little bit happier. At least it kind of has a happy ending.
Okay, so it's kind of a happy ending.
Kind of a happy ending.
And it's Beer Tastes Better.
Beer Tastes Better With You.
Beer Tastes Better With You.
Yep.
Brian Adam Joyner.
There you go.
On the back roads on KECO.
Used to sneak out on the back porch to drink a few. It was a rough ride inside, and those beers are cold and smooth. She'd go out with friends and not come home. I'd stay up real late drinking beer all alone. When I was sad and blue, beer held me through. It's always been a friend. I love my brew, but beer tastes better with you. Cried in my beer when she made me leave. Those salty tears in that beer tasted good to me. She was with him is all over town. Whiskey burned my throat, and the beer chased it down. When I was sad and blue, beer held me through. It's always been a friend, and I love my brew. But beer tastes better with you. Now I'm not blue, 'cause I'm in love with you. When I'm sad and blue, beer held me through. It's always been a friend, and I love my brew. Beer tastes better with you. Beer tastes better with you.
Oh, that's actually sweet.
Sweet,
that's
right?
Actually kind of sweet.
Yeah,
it's actually kind of nice. That's not so sad.
It's not so bad.
No, right, we were checking mics and everything like that, and I don't know. I'm trying to make it happier. Oh my gosh, beers and tears and salt in the beer. Do you salt your beer when you drink it, by the way? Whenever you said it, the salty tears tasted good.
I don't. I've seen my dad used to do it.
Okay.
But I have that, you know, there's the whole tear in the beer. You know,
right, yeah.
Sort
yeah.
of a cliche, country cliche.
Right, yeah.
But that line came from an actual moment in my life where I'm sitting at the bar crying, you know, at the bar. I got my beer in front of me, so.
Okay.
So it actually happened to me. So I felt it was okay to use the cliche if it was real, right?
So. Wait, so you've actually drank your own tears in a beer? This may be the most country interview
yes.
I've ever had.
Yes.
This man literally sat at a bar and drank his own tears from his glass.
I did. I've never looked at it that way before, but now I feel really good about it.
You know, when they talk about living a country song, you just took that to a whole new level.
Exactly.
Cannibalized your own tears for the sake of the song.
This is probably the best discussion about that song ever. This is awesome. Yes.
Wow, that's dedication to your art. Now, fun note. We're gonna wrap up and get you on the road and in just a sec. But fun note, you are a software developer by the way. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, software developer.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Nerd by day, rock star by night. That's my motto.
Rock star, country star by night. Crying in your beers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how do you go from software dev? I mean, is there like a transition you have to go through when you go home and you're getting ready to get on stage or go to practice or something like that? I mean, is there?
Yeah, it usually entails beer.
So when we were talking beforehand, before we went live, I'm like, okay, so, you know, we were talking about getting back home. We were talking about all these other things. I was like, okay, so what do you, you said you had a day job. I'm like, what's your day job? Most of the guys that come in here that still have a day job, it's like, you know, welding or they're construction or, you know, they've got a ranch or something like that. You go software dev.
I go software dev. I take a train. I take a mass transit train to work every day in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I would never would have guessed a software dev.
Yeah.
A developer. Never would have guessed it.
And a lot of musicians and software developers, but not the extrovert or the...
Right.
It's a lot of nerds, right?
So, right, yeah.
And we all are proudly wear the nerd badge, but yeah, it's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of rock stars or country stars.
And see, I've been sitting here debating on whether or not to ask this because you wear the nerd hat proudly. Where do you fall on who shot first, Han or Greedo?
Oh, that's a good question. I've always thought Han, but I've never.
Who shot first?
I think I'm gonna have to go with Han.
You're gonna go with Han?
Yeah.
Han shot first.
Yeah.
Well, just it depends.
See, I know what you're talking about.
I know. I'm like, who shot first, Han or Greedo? Yeah. Okay. All right. Star Trek. Because now I can sit here and talk about my favorite nerdy things. Because yeah. you proudly wear the nerd hat.
Yes, but I'm bad at Star Trek. So.
Well, no, I'm not going to ask you any trivia. I'm just going to ask you, which do you think was better, original or next gen? Kirk or Picard?
I'm kind of a next gen guy.
You're a Picard guy.
But I mean, I'm old, so I was a kid, you know, or at least a lot of those reruns, I was, you know, right. 10, 11, 12, right, yeah. Watching that, and I loved it, but, you know, now I'm older looking back, I think I go next gen.
So you would sit under Picard, you wouldn't be so much on Kirk's Enterprise.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd go there.
Okay, we were doing so well, and now we have to disagree.
We're going
to
disagree.
I hate that.
Dang it. I'm
10 sorry. Away from the 5 o'clock hour. Brian, where can everybody keep up with you online, man?
You can Google these. I think the easiest thing to do is Google me. And Brian Adam Joyner brings up all my stuff, but it's brianadamjoyner.com. I'm Brian Adam Joyner on Twitter. CD Baby, probably just Google. My CD Baby comes up whenever you do.
CD Baby pops up. Gotcha. Yeah.
So it's Brian, B-R-Y. Brian and Joyner with Y. So Brian with a Y, Joyner with a Y. brianadamjoyner.com.
Gotcha.
Or Google that, or... Google is the easiest thing to do because it all pops up right there. I'm lucky. My name is just, I guess, unique enough where it all just pops right up. So
gotcha. BrianAdamJoyner.com. Brian and Joyner with Y's.com. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Name of the single is Cried When He Died. Album available now?
The album is available now, yes.
All right, so go pick
all
up.
All over digital, CD Baby for physical copies.
Gotcha.
Probably the best thing to do.
Gotcha. Yeah, you want a physical copy? Go to CD Baby. Otherwise, it's everywhere else you could get music.
Yep.
Sounds
Spotify,
good.
iTunes, all the places.
Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks.
Thank you very, very much. And if you'd be so kind as to sign the sign, we've got a Sharpie back there behind the C and the E. If one of them doesn't work, swap it out for the other. Sign the sign. We'll get a picture in just a sec. And, yeah. I think this has been the best part of my day so far. Thank you so much for stopping by. I had a blast. Had a good time. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're taking a quick break. When we come back, we've got more of today's best, yesterday's favorites at Homegrown Country. We got a Backroads News break coming up with Paul Joseph and a full weather update next on 96.5 KECO in the Backroads.